Welcome to the 3D Print Entrepreneur Podcast, hosted by Print That Thing, where we help you become a 3D print designer. I'm your host, J-Wall, and today's episode, we're talking to Aldo from La Maquina. They're 3D printing huge designs all over the world and sharing some really cool insights with us to the future of mass customization. We had a great chat about where 3D printing is today, growing buildings, and their upcoming project installing 3D printed forest over in Dubai. Before we dive into the interview, let's get a quick word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Print That Thing, an educational platform that helps you become a 3D print designer within 30 days. We provide easy-to-digest lessons that compound so you can learn fast. Sure, you can learn 3D print design on YouTube, but we teach a unique and flexible workflow not found anywhere else. You'll learn by doing, while creating 10 unique designs, giving you a strong foundation to get you 3D printing your own ideas. If you want to unleash your superpower of 3D print design, become a member at ptt.live for designs, courses, and community.
What's up? What up, Aldo? How you doing?
Hey, Jaden. Ciao.
What's up, ciao? I'm great. Thanks for meeting with me today.
Pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, definitely. Have you done podcasts before?
No, or yes.
Well, there's a first time for some things. Well, cool. I appreciate you coming in. So what time is it over there?
I think not 11 o'clock.
11. Oh, wow. Evening. Well, thanks for doing that. I didn't know. Are you a night owl?
I'm at home. It was a long day, but I came back 1 hour ago. So,
hey, well, welcome back. What have you been working on? Or if you can talk about it.
We've been presenting a new product to a series of industries that want to implement it into their production line. Connected also to additive manufacturing and several applications.
That's awesome. So are you the main designer? And tell me the company, how to say the company name. Is it your company, La Maquina?
La Maquina.
La Maquina. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's our 3D printing department. It's a special company that we have connected to additive manufacturing, and it's part of the Numena Group. Numena is the main company, the main brand behind all the action that we developed with this company.
I saw that they were related. So Numena is doing like data informed, like spatial analysis stuff.
We work on data analytics, but we also operate in the sector of 3D printing and additive manufacturing with our department of La Maquina.
Wow, I'm looking at Maquina's website now. This is incredible. Y'all, it's like AI, lots of artificial intelligence and stuff.
I'm in Numena, Numena, yes.
That's cool. Yes. So are you using that in your designs as well? Like your 3D designs?
My students sometimes do it using generative adversarial network, for instance. Mm-hmm. It's something that we still didn't started to work directly with our company, but we work a lot on data analytics for sure.
So you said you're students. So are you teaching too?
Yeah, I direct a master in robotics and advanced construction at IAC, Institute for Advanced Architecture of Catalonia.
Wow, you're doing all kinds of stuff. Yes. So when did you kind of get into 3D printing or 3D print design?
Well, it was maybe 9 years ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. So you're a super early adopter.
Well, I don't know.
No? Oh, yeah. That's early.
Am I? 3D printing is not a new technology.
No, not at all. 80s.
Since the 80s. But of course, I mean, in this school, we've been, this school actually, where I'm directing the master, is one of the main centers from which the digital fabrication started to emerge in this panorama, or at least a digital fabrication connected to a new manifesto of design applications that were targeting sustainability, self-sufficiency, and there are a lot of different actions that we've been implementing during the years around these technologies that at the end are just tools, no, to envision a different society.
That's cool. So y'all are trying to change some stuff. I see that y'all are doing a lot of like big scale prints. Yeah. So what did y'all just started at the gate doing big prints?
Well, I mean, we actually we are targeting the architectural scale.
Smart.
And this is because we are trying to, I mean, we are very stubborn, and we decided to start implementing the solution at a scale that that has a very clear and strong impact at the spatial as a spatial solution. Mm-hmm. And we are working in implementing material technologies as a new medium to also interact with the ecosystems in which these solutions are being introduced.
That's amazing. So
that's why we are not only designing through computation and scripting process that are, of course, informed by data, but we are also considering the material itself as a new medium to program and interact between people and environment.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's why, I mean, with our company, we work on this material. I don't know if you know it. It's called PureStack.
PureStack? That's the software?
The PureStack is not a software. It's a material.
Oh, material.
But
okay.
It's a material that we program as a software.
Wow, programmable material. Y'all are already in like that 4D printing.
No, not like what Skylar is doing at the MIT. Uh-huh. But we are working on programming material to absorb the main greenhouse gases that are polluting our environment.
Wow.
So, yeah, we are doing a lot of stuff.
Wow, I'm going to come work with you guys. That sounds amazing. I love, you're in Barcelona, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love Barcelona. I went there with my dad for a few days, had too much fun. It was great. Nice. Are you like in the city? Are you around it? Or how close are you to
them? No. We are in the city.
That's cool. Man, so I'm looking at the, I guess it's like a stool or like a table, like end tables and stuff. Is this with, I'm looking at your Instagram right now. Is this with concrete? Yeah. What is that?
Well, the Mangler table.
With the dowel rods going through it.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of our first work, the first collaboration that we established with External Reference, which is a very cool office of design and computation here in Barcelona.
Oh, cool.
And with them, we started to push at the furniture scale, not really at the architectural scale, but for interiors. This set of solutions that were tackling more, topics, the furniture scale. And this table is the first collaboration. So we started to scatter based on the fabrication capacity of our machine, that is a WASP 3MT.
Oh, cool. Y'all team up with WASP. I'm so interested in WASP. I want to like 3D print a house with their the dirt one. One of my life goals. Do you know them personally, the company?
Yeah. We represent WASP here in the south of Spain.
That's amazing.
They are our official partners, and we work a lot with them. So also for all the research that is connected to clay 3D printing and architectural scale of manufacturing using this material, we work a lot also in the school in IAC. With the open thesis fabrication, we've been for years developing strategies for design and of course production that at the end ended up in some of the protocols that WASP is implementing in Gaia, for instance.
Uh-huh.
And also some of the logics of structural design and conception of these artifacts are coming from the experience and research that we are running with the students at the school.
Wow.
So these are also nice.
And those
are really, really connected.
Well, that's amazing. So what is the nozzle size you guys are using? It like these nozzles, like the layer lines are so thick. I love layer lines. I know a lot of people don't like them, but I'm like, I like seeing the layer lines. I think it's cool.
No, layer lines are cool. I want a t-shirt now.
Yeah, I'll make one. I'll do it. Hold on, I'm gonna share the screen just so let me see if I can share my screen real quick so you can kind of see what I'm looking at. Let's see here.
Do you mind if my camera is off?
No, this is great. It's just podcast. I just wanted to talk to you and your story. I just saw your designs and was like, this stuff is amazing, like incredible. I just wanted to talk to a designer, and I've always been really interested in printing really big. You know, I don't have big printers yet, but I want to print a house. I just want to print huge. And I saw you guys' stuff, and it was just so massive. I was like, oh, this is really cool. So this is what I'm seeing right here. Let me see. I see you're in that y'all got some fashion pieces too. This looks very like smooth.
These are pieces from 2017 when we did the Mercedes Design Week in Madrid. Mm-hmm. And it was this first, I don't know, if you look online, Gwyneth Paltrow did a couple of covers for famous magazine in the
That's
US.
That's so cool. That's amazing. Yeah, they're beautiful. So did you design these? Like what I'm looking at here, are you designing all this? Or is it like a team of you guys?
We collaborate with a lot of different designers.
Wow.
So, I mean, all these pieces are, half of them are ours. In other cases, we are engineering all their production or introducing our material tech, which is the one that I was mentioning before, the pure tech. So for instance, this one is, we've been working with different designers, different materials, different design protocols. So at the end, it's always a learning experience that allow us to understand which are the limits and opportunities of this technology and how much we are far away from implementing it in our daily life.
Yes, so, I love that. Y'all are pushing the bar, pushing it up. This is great. Y'all are like kind of just setting. I mean, this is crazy. Like these chairs and stuff. This is like, I mean, golly. Like you sell them to like hotels or something. So are you guys like a company will come to you guys kind of thing and say, hey, we want some chairs, or like how does that whole process work? Like getting like someone to want you to print something huge for them.
We have several clients that come to us asking for a new architectural solution, but we collaborate with a lot of companies that want to generate or build a new experiential space for retail, Ooh. For instance.
Yeah.
So we always try to customize those solutions in the sector where they are introduced, and we work a lot for companies that are operating in the exhibition and art sector. Or we work with companies and designers that are implementing the solution in shop and commercial spaces, or architectural and private environment, public spaces. So we are working with a wide range of clients. This is what at the end additive manufacturing can bring: customized solution and localized at the end needs and capacities of this technology to a design protocol that is always very individual, let's say, no?
Right.
Around the client and sector where it has to be implemented.
All their specific problems that they're trying to solve.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I can tell you that what we are trying to do now, and it's much more complex than I think printing a table or a chair, is really how to customize or industry, I would say even industrialized non-standard solution.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we shift from mass production to mass customization, starting to introduce this technology as a tool that also the commercial level can be competitive if compared to other materials that are introduced in the construction sector. But projecting and reshaping the value of those concepts in a new way.
Yes. Y'all are creating the new reality, like we all are. Everyone listening to this, if you're designing and creating 3D prints, then I mean, we're all kind of like pushing this. But it seems like
Absolutely.
A lot of big,
together.
Do you see a lot of? I mean, I know in Barcelona, like maybe you guys see more companies kind of adapting 3D printing as a solution. But I feel like I've only seen like big stores do it, like maybe IKEA. Like I haven't seen many other big companies like. Really
if
diving
you,
in
if
yet
you
have
look
you
up for instance if you go up you will see that we last summer we 3D printed the first shoe store, this one.
Oh, I love it with the colors and the pattern
in Dubai. It was designed by external reference and then in our office we re-engineered all these components, segmenting even at the individual piece the G code. Mm-hmm. According to all the fabrication challenges that these elements were projecting into the art of manufacturing, I will say.
Yeah.
But at the end, the result is a new space. It's a new habitat.
It's amazing.
It's an immersive environment where multiple technology are at the end projecting the customers into a novel narrative. And this is beautiful because it becomes narrative, an experience.
Yeah, the experience. Yeah. I feel like every new generations, we are more interested in the experience. You know, I think that even younger generations, from what I've been hearing, we're not buying houses and stuff as much anymore, but we would love to spend money on experiences but you know, you're right. This what you guys did here is totally changed the vibe of this store. It's insane. So when you're doing, so you said this was in Dubai.
Yeah, this is in the Dubai Mall under the Burj Khalifa, which is the tallest building in the world.
Whoa! And did you get to go? Did you go there?
I'm going in 1 month because we are 3D printing. The big thing is coming. We are 3D printing the next pavilion of Spain, of the Expo Dubai.
What is it? What is that?
It's going to be a forest of 142 columns or trees of 6 meters.
Oh my god!
They will be absorbing carbon dioxide from the air using our material technology. And we are 3D printing all this forest with a huge tree of 20 meters inside. Also 3D printed with our material, of pure tech.
Yeah,
and I mean, you need to come. I mean, you absolutely need to visit.
I want to go to Dubai so bad. I've already been to Barcelona, but I want to go to Dubai because I've heard in the future, Dubai's already, they're already printing lots of buildings, but there was some stat I heard that said Dubai was saying in the future, we will grow our buildings.
Yeah. We are going now to, we are moving to the US now with Terraform One. There are a lot of designers that are, there is a TED talk, if you see.
I'll check it out. What is it roughly about?
I think it's called How to Grow Your House.
Yes, please send me that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so back to these trees though. I whenever you print them, so I'm assuming you guys are going to print them in Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you need? A crane, or is it y'all are just going to do it in pieces, or kind of explain process?
Well, these are 142 separated columns, so there is no need of a crane, but we are printing by components. It's 1,300 pieces.
Wow.
For this exhibition. And it was going to be more or less 6 tons of material that we are using to 3D print. And all of these, every single gram of this material is absorbing carbon dioxide. So all of these technologies contributing positively to climate change.
Yes.
And it represents, this has been designed by the external reference. They are always our partner. I mean, a lot of times are our partners in, decoding through design and fabrication and your agenda. And it's going to be really a manifesto, a built manifesto of what is possible to do when you integrate multiple technologies at once.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going in there next month to do that?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to install it because tomorrow, that's why I'm a little bit tired, but it's fine. Yeah. Tomorrow we are packing everything, at least half of these of the things, and we will move it to the pavilion, inside the pavilion.
Oh my gosh, what a job. That is a job.
Yeah, that is a job.
That is a job.
If you want, you can come.
I mean, yeah, if I could get over there, that would be awesome. But I have a question again about the shoe store. I'm just mesmerized. I love the bigness of it. But so when you guys were kind of preparing for this kind of job, I'm assuming you guys just photogrammetry or scan the space and then bring that back to your software and then go in from that way.
I like it. That's a good way. So in this specific case, we didn't do it.
Interesting.
But because we had plans that were very, very accurate. But what you said is absolutely important. So how to shift easily between the physical and digital realm, starting to use every single bit of information as a new medium that can really trigger design solution. So when you 3D scan a space, you are decoding the complexity of a spatial environment into a digital reality that allow you to build a different scenario. So this is extremely interesting because the 3D scan at the end becomes somehow a bridge that is bringing back.
Yes, a bridge. Well, see, that's what I'm so interested. What do you think about, like, you know, okay, so look at my phone here. I've already got three cameras on my phone here. Everybody's going to have these. Do you think that in the future, I mean, it's already happening now, but like, I'm so curious to like, how are companies even going to stop people from just scanning anything, you know, just being like, oh, I want this product or whatever. And then they just scan it like in the store. Like, have you guys seen any of that in Barcelona, or do you see that happening?
there is a lot of work on 3D scanning now. There are new, very famous footwear brands that are 3D printing shoes. To implement them into the store, even as a new ornament, you know.
Yeah, right. Like, ooh, look. Yeah.
But at the end, I mean, we are still not at the level of course, bringing back to reality, the same characteristics of an object that is in the store, of course, because it's multi-material.
But still,
we are going there. No, we are getting closer and closer. At least it's possible to replicate a portion of it.
Right. Kind of get your sizing and ratio, just kind of ballpark it.
Yeah. The concept of size, in fact, is the one that will disappear very soon. No.
Oh, wow. You think so?
No. Yeah, I mean, the standardization is a concept that we are that is in decline. It's a prehistoric industrial concept that is going to disappear. That is what the technology of 3D printing is working for customization. So this is for sure the direction.
So you're saying, like, if someone went to the shoe store, it would, like, instead of just saying, oh, I need an 8.5, they would like just measure your foot, kind of like that?
Yeah, kind of like that.
I've heard this thing too, that I don't know, what do you think about people? They were saying, like, in airports, they'll in the future there will be like body scanners, so people can scan their entire avatar and just have, like, you know, they could buy clothes, they could buy all kinds of things that are custom fit to their body.
Exactly the presentation that we are preparing for tomorrow.
Hey, that's amazing. That's so cool. Then you guys are creating the future. This is amazing. I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
All of us are creating the future, as you said before. I mean, this is a chain. It's a chain. The community is a chain of innovation, and we all bring innovation every day, and we inspire each other. And I guess this is the best way also to generate knowledge and inspire a different agenda, you know, start to make sense of all the opportunities that this technology are bringing.
We're gonna mix it all up, and I appreciate you coming to jump on and just talking to with me, even though you've got these massive crazy projects. I really appreciate you coming in and sharing some tips and just kind of insights with us for what you guys are doing.
Energy.
Hey, I'll give it. Hey, man, I just think of myself as a sunshine. I'm just trying to shine light and give it to people, you know. All right, well, I'll let you. I know
shining.
It's. Yeah, you too. You keep shining your light. Have fun in Dubai. I'll let you go ahead and get to bed. I know it's late there, but thank you again for coming on the show. And hopefully, I'll be on the lookout for this forest project here in the next few months.
Absolutely, happy to connect.
Thank you all so much for listening today. And again, thanks to Aldo from La Makina. You can check out his work over on his Instagram at imakina_3D. Or their parent company website, numina.io. I'll put both the links below. And be sure to check in next week. We're going to be talking to the founders of a new platform called QB3D. This platform has tools that will help you take 3D print orders again and make it easier for you to start selling your 3D print on demand designs all around the globe. While you wait for the next episode, remember to get yourself a Print That Thing membership over at ptt.live so you can start 3D printing your own ideas. I'm Jay Wall, and as always, keep creating.